Joined now by the head coach of the North Little Rock Charging Wildcats, Johnny Rice. Johnny, thanks so much. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much.
The Jammin' for Jackets starts tonight in North Little Rock, the defending champs of that, all games at Cirques Arena, which is on the campus of Little Rock Hall High School, $8 per day. But for $16, if you pay that today, you can purchase a ticket for all 3 days of this event, today, tomorrow, and Saturday. And, Coach, you guys open with Episcopal Collegiate tonight at 8:30.
We do. And I mean, we're excited about getting to play. We hadn't played since, you know, Thanksgiving weekend, but Episcopal will be a good test. They got, you know, everybody back from the state runner-up team from last year, and they're very well-coached, and they're very athletic, and they got good guards. And so it should be a good test for us.
And Coach, how many games now? Y'all won this last year. Is it a round robin, or how many different games will you have?
It's a three-game guarantee, but it's a tournament. It's a tournament style, so, you know, the winners will go to one side the first round, the losers will go to the consolation side, and they'll play out that side. And so you have one through, you know, seventh place, eighth place after it's over.
What do you want, or what do you hope to get accomplished early in the season? And you see, and to translate it or relate it to, you know, NBA, when LeBron came out and said, you know, you want the team to be ready in April. So what do you hope to get accomplished early to get you ready for the state tournament?
You know, I mean, we're unreal talented, and, you know, everybody keeps saying, you know, if you have a state championship on paper, they just hand it over to us, but you don't win them on paper. We're trying to make sure that our guys are recognizing their role and accepting those roles, and really just trying to we're getting ready for every situation. You know, we'll play teams that want to play up tempo. We'll play teams that want to slow it down, and so really all we've done is really just try to prepare for every situation. And I just got football players in, so I got two new guys in last week, and we were able to get them some work and get them some skill work. And that's the first time that's happened in a while. We didn't get to play Friday and Saturday, but I've never had got football guys in. They just get 1 or 2 days, and they've got to play games. So we've been able to really work with them and get them some skill work and some conditioning and throwing them into the mix of in the rotation.
Johnny, with the fact that the weather disrupted everything last weekend and early part of this week, I mean, talk about the fact that your guys are ready to play against someone else that's wearing a different color jersey as well.
Oh, there is no doubt. And so we got three games in, the Rumble on the Ridge, and played very well there. And last year, the Jammin' for Jackets tournament really put us on the map. We were kind of on the radar. You know, we had never had won a state championship since 1971. So, you know, we were wanting to be relevant. And the stretch we went through last year by beating Parkview, then Fayetteville, and then Hall in the championship game three nights in a row, and then people recognized us then, and that really kind of catapulted us into wanting, you know, into what we did at the end of the year.
Trey, who did Bobby Portis play for last year?
Hall.
So, and that's why I was going to ask Coach, are you glad that you don't have to go against Bobby Portis this year?
Oh, I'm very glad. You know, at all. And,
he was glad to see Hall go back down to 6A.
You're exactly right.
And that being said, what is your thoughts, and do you have any say-so on the conference alignment, how some teams, when they don't win a game, they still make the state playoffs? Do you like that, or do you think it needs to be changed?
You know, in 7A, we just take the top 12. We don't take all 16. I know 6A, they do. And the only reason I can see them doing that is the tiebreaker stuff. And my opinion, I wish, you know, people are going to get shafted when it comes to travel and alignment. You know, I kind of think, you know, we're in the east, so we're going to Mountain Home and West Memphis and Mary and Jonesboro. And my wish is that you just put the top 16 and 7A and put them up in the 2-18 conferences and just play, and then the travel just kind of falls where it is. But, you know, I can kind of see both sides and to it, and but that's my wish. I wish we could do that.
Johnny, Little Rock Mills, Little Rock Central, the opener tonight, Little Rock Hall and Fair, and then Parkview McClellan before North Little Rock and Episcopal Collegiate. For $8 a day, I think that's a bargain and a steal right there to watch this type of talent play basketball in one place.
Oh, there's no doubt. I know Tim Cooper in his article in the paper this morning was talking about the teams that have won it the last few years, have gone to win state championships, and I know the field is any team that wants to get a gauge on how good they are and want to play the best competition that they can play to prepare themselves for state tournament, tries to get into this tournament. They know this is the most, you know, talent field tournament you can get into in the state of Arkansas. And, you know, you get the five Little Rock schools and us every year, and then there's two, you know, outside. And it's Fields and Episcopal this year. But it's been Fayetteville won it. They came down last year because they won it. When Coach Swift was at Lone Oak, and he was trying to prepare his teams there, he brought them in and got them in. And Guy Perkins has come in and played years. So the teams that want to prepare for down the road in March, they want to try to get in this tournament for sure.
And, Johnny, speak to what this tournament does. It helps provide letter jackets to Little Rock School District student-athletes.
Yeah, I told them in the press conference the other day, I wish that people could come and walk them down the halls and see the kids wearing those jackets and how proud of them they are. It's not just football, basketball. It's football, basketball, track, softball, baseball, swimming, golf, tennis. I mean, if you're in a sanctioned sport and you letter, you're going to get a jacket. So the kids wear them proudly, and it's a very good deal.
Johnny, some of the outstanding players for your team, obviously Anton Beard, who's signed to play basketball at Arkansas next year. You've got some underclassmen in Kayvon Allen, Adrian Moore, KJ Hill. The list goes on and on and on.
Yes, talent-wise, like I said on paper, it's one of the most talented teams, if not that's ever come through North Little Rock. You know, it's just the fact of, you know, how are we going to handle adversity? How are we going to handle do we handle sacrificing a little bit? It might be on points. You know, somebody that could any night, any of those four you just mentioned and a couple more could score 20 and probably would on other teams. Are they going to be happy with, you know, having 18 or 15 or 6 one night and having 20-something the next night? And there's the questions we got to answer. And last year was very similar. I had three very good players, and my role guys accepted their roles. So kind of the same questions that we had last year, those guys accept those roles and how, you know, they come together when things get tough.
Yeah, that being said, is your team, are they unselfish? You know, do they play good together? Do you have how do you get that through to the young kids that, you know, you have to play as a team? You can't play so-called hero ball, as they like to say, or just one guy. You know, you're going to have to play as a team. How do you get that message through?
You know, I was an assistant coach for, 14, 15 years, and I've said every game, every situation, every timeout, I was to myself, I say, what would I do in this situation? So I thought I had it all figured out. Like, if I moved over one seat to the head coach, I'd say, I'd run this offense, I'd run this drill, I'd do this practice. And real quickly it turned into, I figured out that it's more of that building team chemistry and keeping them intrigued and then motivated on what's going on and stuff like that. And we've done a lot. I've got coaches that I work with, and Coach Bolden and Coach Simple, that I saw how they ran their programs, and which have both been very successful. And they do a lot of that stuff. Stuff I thought was elementary stuff or could be considered for girls stuff, but having, you know, get-togethers and going out to eat as a team, all that kind of stuff. And I think there's where you build that that team togetherness and unity, and that you know, that they don't get jealous of each other and they pull for each other. And when things get tough and diverse situations, we're not playing good, get a bad call, and the other team is really getting after us, that they come together as a group. I learned that real quick, and just it didn't take me long. But that's one of the biggest things that I learned, just moving from one seat over from assistant to the head coach.
Johnny, we'll see you at Cirque Arena tonight over at Hall High School.
Thank you all very much.